I'm Chelsea.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to Neighborhood Radio.
As three friends that enjoy performing improv together, we created this podcast to extend our creative outlet.
We hope you enjoy our zany adventures while we play as fictional characters all living in the same neighborhood.
Thanks for listening.
Hey guys, it's on. You guys heard of Neighborhood Radio?
All right. Testing. Okay. Awesome. All right. So my name's Mike. I went down into my basement. I just bought this new home. Kind of run down, but I found this thing in this back corner underneath a bunch of crap. It was this big, kind of looked like a ham radio. If maybe a squid tried to take it over. There's a big crystal in the back. It's a complicated looking machine. I turned it on yesterday and noises came out. Not like just the fuzzy static, but I started to hear voices. So I wanted to record this journey and see what else came through. Because I don't know, maybe I've got something on my hands here. All right, so I'm just going to turn the dial. All right. Oh my God, hello?
Hello?
Hello, over?
Oh my God, is that another person?
Yeah, hi, my name is Mike. I found this old, kind of looks like a cursed radio in my basement. Who is this?
Oh my God, Michael, so good to hear from you. Oh, my name is Clara. I'm over on 15 Tinbird House Lane.
Oh, you're right down the street.
Oh, like it's so good to hear from somebody else. How are you holding up?
I'm doing fine. Are you okay? You sound like you're in distress.
I've just been home for so long with the kids, you know, and my husband. I mean, he commutes to work, but I spend a lot of time just cleaning and taking care of people and not really doing things for me. It's just to connect to somebody outside of the house that isn't me. It feels like self-care because I don't know. It's a different way to care.
I know the feeling. Like if only we had some kind of device that would really like help with this outreach. But it sounds like we've both found it. So you like cleaning? That sounds exciting. And your husband, what kind of stuff does he do?
Honestly, I could care less. He spends time just on the internet, and I don't really know. I think he's looking for young singles. I think he's a I think he casts women maybe to be actresses.
Like it's like a stock thing? Like is it like trading?
Yeah. He buys stocks in women, and what happens is he puts their photo on the internet and other men or people will buy into this woman, and if she gets so much money she can get like fillers or her legs insured like Tina Turner. And okay. What happens is eventually they age old enough and the stocks go down and people sell stocks.
Right. The saggy stocks. I've heard about those. My dad.
I was going to say, maybe your dad, there's other investors who actually see an opportunity there for these women who are really down in the dumps. There's an opportunity to sell them as a story of age and passion.
Are you selling the women themselves or their story and their images?
I stay out of what Derek does. It's not what I'm into. You know, I just focus on the cleaning of the toys and tidying up after the children. And
yeah. How many kids?
I don't know. I'm sorry. What was your name?
My name's Michael. Mike. Michael. You don't know how many kids you have. That's got to be a dilemma.
It's not important. At this stage, it's not important. I've come to find that children are well, a disease. You know, they take advantage, they reap the benefits, they use you, and just to reproduce more. Mm-hmm. Not with me. I just mean like they.
Well, that's good, like, that your kids aren't reproducing with you.
No, it's.
You guys, you must have a big house, right? The really big one. There's lots of noise coming from it all the time.
It's huge. You know, you could get lost in there. I've gotten lost, but I've also chosen to get lost. You know, sometimes you just need a vacation, and sometimes that vacation just means face down in the guest bathroom floor just for a couple hours just to shut up. But, you know, anyway, with him. I don't mean to bother you. I've just
It's great. You know, I'm a question kind of guy. I like to learn about people. Good. You know, so you've got an indefinite number of kids. That sounds like a challenge for sure. Cleaning a lot of toys. Do you clean other things? Like, what's your favorite thing to clean out of the entire labyrinth you live in?
That's a great question, Michael. You're a really inquisitive young man. I've never had someone ask me so many questions about myself since my first date back in 74. That was quite a night. And birth of my first child was later 9 months. So, what's that? You can ask. I'm an open book. No,
it was an exciting first night.
It was more than I bargained for, is what I would like to call that. Anyhow, things I like to clean. I've got Meemaw's dentures. Those are always fun and exciting because you don't know what you're going to find. You know, Eric's mother lives with us.
It's your mother-in-law?
It's the old bag. Yeah, she's a handful and a half. And she gets into stuff. You know, you ever seen a puppy just like wreck your shoes? Oh, that's nothing on Meemaw. She just goes wild and in the basement. You just find her scrambling around and you're like, Meemaw, what? Well, get Meemaw. You got to scream out of here.
I've heard that's a real problem, especially in nursing homes. Like, you got to make sure the food is up somewhere high or in a locked cabinet. They're just going to tear right through the bag to get it. You got to really keep things under lock and key.
Oh, for sure. It's like a raccoon with 10 extra joints on each limb. It's like, how'd you get that way, Meemaw? But, you know, lifetime of traveling and being with a car salesman for something about that. Just like, I don't even know. It's like Predator.
Hello.
Oh, this is like a pretty open channel, I guess. We got somebody else.
Is this thing on? Is this
out?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. This is I'm Mike.
Barbara, I got it working. I bloody got it working. Hello.
Hello. This is Clara Usildor. Who is this?
Oh, my name's David. David over here. David Rudenberth.
Rudenberth. Okay.
David, I live on Thornberry Avenue.
Thornberry?
Okay.
Yeah, that's like perpendicular and like just like 45 degrees off of you, right? Right, Clara?
Got to be about 10 doors down, due east, maybe even a couple of, I think, mailboxes to the south. That's so good. Wow.
Yeah.
Was this some neighborhood hangout?
Yeah, apparently. Just looking for a connection, right?
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, hey, David, what's your whole thing? Claire here got knocked up on her first date and has an indefinite number of kids. I'm Mike. That's my whole thing.
My name's David. I live with my wife, Barbara.
Okay.
Sorry to hear that.
Thanks.
How's your marriage going?
It's good. Thanks. Yep. Okay. Oh, do you want to talk to Barbara? She's usually the one who does all the talking.
Yeah. Put me on. Jesus Christ. All right. Just take it. Okay. Yeah. Hand it to me. Jesus. Hello. Who is this? Hello. Hello.
This is Mike.
I can't hear you.
Hi. This is Mike. And Claire is here too.
Why? This is Clara. I've actually got to go get a child out of the washing machine. I'll be back.
No, okay. You hate to.
Okay.
What? I'm sorry. My child is finally out of the washing machine. I don't really know how he got in there, but I have a feeling it was due to an older sister, which I don't blame him.
Oh my God.
Barbara?
Jesus Christ.
So I think Barbara. Did Barbara want to talk?
Yeah, it's me right now. I'm talking. My name's Barbara.
Hey, is it what, Barbara or Barbara?
It's Barbara.
Barbara.
Rudenbacker.
I got a kid with his hair stuck in the vacuum. I'll be right back.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Oh, my God.
So, hey, Barbara.
Hi, yeah.
Do you and David have any kids? So, I found this magical radio in my basement, and apparently it's connected to the whole neighborhood. Huh. You must have a similar setup or something, but how are you doing?
You know, all the neighbors around here are certainly super nosy, and I fucking hate all of them. Every single one of them.
My next door neighbor, I just see him. I mean, right now I can look out my window and he's just in the window on his like third story looking back at me. I don't think he ever blinks. That's definitely a weird one. So
who is it? Who's your neighbor?
I've knocked on the door. I left some Christmas presents. You know, I'm on 10 Alder Road right here. And he's a 12 Alder. And I don't know, are you familiar with him?
That's Jimmy. That's fucking Jimmy. Jimmy what? Newberg. Oh my God. Oh, that son of a bitch. He owes me $30. He still hasn't paid me back for the $30 I lent him to pay his cable bill back in 92. Back in 92, I gave him $30 to pay his cable bill. I was trying to be neighborly. He hasn't paid me fucking back yet. He hasn't paid me back. You know how much with inflation he owes me? Probably a lot.
At least 50. At least 50. You know, he's gone now, actually.
Good. Is he deceased? Do you mean he's deceased?
No, he's just gone from the way. He's like, we're talking about the same guy. He's like tall, bald, sharp teeth.
Yeah, looks like a ventriloquist doll. Oh, yeah, that's Jimmy.
yeah, definitely.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right. I'll keep an eye out for Jimmy then. You know, he doesn't seem too neighborly.
Yeah, no, he's not. You know, don't get involved with Jimmy.
Hey,
I just moved in.
I just came back here. Did I hear that you were talking about you helped someone pay their Kinkler bill?
I said cable bill. Cable. You know, the TV?
No, I see what's going on now. I thought you said Kinkler bill. You see, my husband, he does this business where he invests in women. And he gets investors and he sets them up on a... I think the app is called Kinkler. I think that's the trading app. And I thought I saw an economic opportunity here. And I'm just, I'm so sorry to interrupt. You guys can.
What's your name again, doll?
Oh, I'm Clara Isildur.
Isildur. Oh, I heard about you.
Yeah, we're really rich. I've got a lot of children. I'm not sure what they're up to, but it's always mischievous and full of bullshit. And I'm just trying to make ends meet over here, sanity wise. And that's okay, because, you know, as sometimes you just got to paint your own face 10 times a day just to feel alive. And that's a...
I think I met you at the neighborhood brunch last year, last March. You know, the big neighborhood brunch fest we had?
Yeah, is that the one? Is that the one where I had a couple of mimosas and I started barking at people? Yeah. I'm so sorry.
You got that big mole on your nose, right? It's a big black mole and it's got like a hair poking out of it.
You know, I actually had that inserted by a French cosmetologist. He said it was trendy and that it would differentiate me from the other women. So that was a choice.
I will say, doll, it was a choice indeed. I mean, I don't know if it was a good choice, but you made the choice.
So I'm hearing this right. You guys get together. You have big neighborhood events. I apologize. I just moved in, so I'm kind of getting a feel for a lay of the land.
Oh yeah, we have these big parties every couple of weeks. You know, usually some and most end in fights. Lots of fights.
Yeah, a lot of bitches show up.
I mean, I hope you're not including me in on that, because the last time that I went, it was not my fault that I broke the beer bottle over her head, over Tiffany's head. It was not my fault. She asked for it.
Did she really say, hey, Barbara, please whop a beer bottle over my little noggin and break my head open? Did she say that to you? Because that's what I saw.
She had the audacity to come up to me and ask me how my Christmas was, despite knowing that I don't celebrate Christmas. It's not religious. I'm not religious. I don't celebrate Christmas because it's stupid.
Okay.
Oh, you're one of those Jehovah's.
No.
Jewish?
Oh, you're one of those. Yeah, Jewish?
No.
Oh, you're one of those pagans?
No.
Festivus? Oh, you're one of those Greco-Romans?
Yes.
Oh, right. Greco-Roman holiday. So you acknowledge the winter solstice, but begrudgingly just move past it.
Absolutely. And Tiffany had the audacity to come up to me and ask me how my Christmas was. And I said, you know, I don't celebrate it. And she goes, I am so sorry. I didn't remember. And I knew that she did remember. She was being passive aggressive. So I took my beer bottle and I did what every respectable woman would do. And I broke it over her head.
Right.
Hey, one heifer to another. What kind of beer were you drinking?
Oh, it was probably one of those Budweiser lights.
Love it. You know, you're a girl after my own golden heart. So
listen, I don't swing that way, sister. I don't swing that way. Ever since college, I do not swing that way.
Please get me something. Just live a little. I'm living basically alone amongst a jungle of forest beasts, just living in my mansion that I have to clean up after. It's like a full-time children. God. Oh, God.
Yeah, Claire's carrot kind of got a Jumanji situation, but you replace all the animals with kids. Barbara, what's your place like?
Oh, well, me and David, we live alone. We have a couple of little pit bulls that we have. We adopted 4 pit bulls. And we also have 7 cats.
Wow. That's...
Why'd you laugh?
Nothing. That's just that's a lucky number of cats.
7, exactly.
What are their names? All of them?
George? George 2.
George 2. Is that one of the pit bulls or the cats?
These are the cats. I'll go in cat order. Okay. Prince.
Okay.
Mariah Carey.
All right.
Harry Carey.
Okay.
Muffin Top. And Top of the Muffin.
Okay. All right. And the dogs?
Dog.
Larry, one dog.
Larry.
Sorry, dog and Larry.
Drew Carey.
Dog, Larry, Drew Carey.
And Mariah Carey. Yes, we have a dog and a cat named Mariah Carey. I know it's how they came, and I love them the same.
It's just efficient.
It is. Absolutely.
That sounds wonderful.
Wow, you're asking a lot more questions about her pets than my own goddamn children.
You know what? You chose to have children, but I chose to believe that my dogs rescued me. I didn't rescue my dogs. My dogs rescued me.
I wish I chose to have children, but it was really a really aggressive event time and time again. But I mean, I guess you're right. I don't know. Life's hard. Life is so hard.
I should apologize, Claire. I assumed because you didn't know how many children you had. Maybe you didn't know the names of all of them. Can you name all your children?
I can name up to 5 of them. The rest are just a free for all.
Are those like
horse?
Do you have horse? Is he like you? She?
We don't know yet. She's still getting genderfied. She's got a really ambiguous age right now.
I forgot about the new process they do. Got to be your youngest, right, horse?
Sure. Hopefully. I'm not sure. I might have another one brewing. I really just don't know until the day happens.
Right. Yeah, I know that game. So what about the other 4 that you can name?
Jingle.
Mm-hmm.
It was a holiday baby.
Right.
Then there's the one I see the most who gets in the most trouble is Jimfrey. That was a real Hail Mary name in the hospital. I got all mixed up with names, and they said, "What are you gonna name him?" And I looked at one doctor named Jim, and another doctor named Jeffrey, and I just shouted out Jimfrey in a rage passion, and it just got, they wrote it down, and I said, "Fuck!" But here we are.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta sneeze them out.
And there's Butterfly Boy. And last one I remember is Gorgeous Pete.
Gorgeous Pete. Is he the one who rides the unicycle around the neighborhood?
Yeah, but he's the one who only has one leg. So he's on the unicycle, but he's got to keep like switching sides of the little wheel to press that pedal.
That's your child?
That's my Gorgeous Pete.
That
son
of a bitch. He takes dumps right on my lawn.
Excuse me. Well, doesn't everybody in the neighborhood? I know I have, Barbara. Yeah. I've been to your house. I've seen it. I saw you hit Tiffany over the head with your Bud Light.
Yeah, the whole neighborhood did, honey. The whole neighborhood did.
That's why you got so many dumps on your lawn, okay?
Wow. You know what? Clara? Keep your children off my lawn. I have enough shit to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I bet.
I mean, Tiffany seemed nice. She got me a fruit basket when I moved
Tiffany,
in.
Tiffany, do not trust Tiffany. She's got ulterior motives.
She's a whore, Michael. Don't touch that woman.
She has ulterior motives. I hear she works for QVC. What kind of person works for QVC?
Oh, God.
She works for QVC. All right. And honestly, Michael, I've also heard that she trades stocks when she knows insider information. That's illegal.
Oh, that's not okay. Ugh.
Listen. I need to go. David needs his pastrami sandwich, and I'm the only one who knows how to make it. I can't say this has been fun, but it's been something to kind of occupy me. But I need to go now. Keep your fucking children off my lawn, Clara.
Clara, I don't have any children.
Honestly, Barbara, it's been nice to meet another strong woman. I've just, I'm really alone here with Derek and all the little scram hooligans and,
Okay, bye.
Hearing...
Okay, bye. Good to see
you. Well, Barbara seems nice. And you know, sounds like at least you got a couple good kids on your plate there. I mean, was it Handsome Pete? Beautiful Pete?
Gorgeous Pete. It's a gorgeous boy. Pete.
Sounds like a real charmer.
Golden locks. If those things ever fall out, I'll kill myself. I mean it. I swear to God, I'll write that down on paper.
I know this. Yeah, the real Rapunzel situation going on with that kid. One leg riding a unis.
What?
What's up?
Was that
hello?
You, Michael?
Dude?
No, that wasn't me.
Hello?
Whoa, dude.
I think we got somebody else.
My radio is lighting up, dude.
Hey! Oh my God. Yeah, dude. We got radios.
What the hell, dude? I didn't even think that this radio even existed.
I just found mine in the basement. Did you?
Well, yeah, nice. ASL, dude. ASL.
ASL, assled you, too.
It means age, sex, location. I'm asking you who you are.
That was language.
Brad, are you in the neighborhood?
I live on Cave Road. Is that near you guys? Cave Road?
You don't know the number?
Hold on, let me check. Hey, Ma? Ma, what number? What number of street do we live on? 82. Okay, thanks. Are my pizza rolls done? 5 more minutes, honey. Oh, thanks, dude. Wait. Hold on. What? 82. Sweet, thanks. Wait, did you say my pizza rolls are done? No. 5 more minutes. 4 minutes and 44 seconds now.
sweet.
We live on 44 Cave Road.
Oh, that's great. That's pretty close. I'm 10 Alder, so I
dude,
actually
dude, that's right next to my freaking street.
You reminded me. I left some pizza. I got some Totino's in the oven right now. I gotta go grab those. I'm okay. So sorry, guys. I gotta go. Okay. I hope it's okay. I've been recording this, but I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.
What's up, dude?
Wait, he just tells us now he's been recording this. Oh my god,
that's cool. Send nudes later, Clara. You sound hot. Bye.
I mean, I will. I'm so alone.